Good morning. Welcome to Talking Movies. I'm Spling. This week we're talking about a marine documentary, a musical drama, and a drama. Starting off with a documentary now on Netflix, Seaspiracy. A filmmaker sets out to document the harm that humans do to marine species. It's from director Ali Tabrizi and features interviews with Calum Roberts, Rick O'Barry, and Sylvia Earle. Recycling, donating to causes, picking up litter, Ali was doing what most environmentally aware people gravitate towards. Having nurtured a childhood love for the ocean, whales, and dolphins, the award-winning The Cove documentary in 2009 must have inspired the young filmmaker. Picking up the trail and setting in motion an infotaining thriller with espionage elements, Tabrizi uses Tai Chi as his launch pad in the wake of Japan flouting commercial whaling regulations, as if he was setting up a 10 years later follow-up to The Cove. Using Japan as the tip of the iceberg, Seaspiracy splinters into a multi-pronged investigation of the global fishing industry. The film is essentially several marine documentaries rolled into one, exploring threats to the ocean, flaws within the system, and complications from a consumerism point of view. While scattershot in its approach, the underlying thrust of sustainability is there, consulting a variety of authors, experts, oceanographers, and conservancies. Tackling everything from overfishing, fish farming, ocean bed damage, lack of protected areas, label fraud, and even slavery, Seaspiracy is a whirlwind tour of what our species is doing to harm the ocean's ecosystem and our own food security. Sleek visuals, handsome graphics, statistic charts, undercover footage, globetrotting, and varied interviews are interwoven with Tabrizi's voiceover offering continuity, whether interviewing or narrating. While it operates like a trailer for a much broader work, it largely succeeds in creating a quick-paced and fluid overview of its most salient points with mouth-dropping and visceral footage. It's a non-stop thrill ride, and while the research and some interview content may be slightly skewed, its ripple effect will be felt throughout the fishing industry. I gave it a solid 7 on the Splingometer. Moving on to a film now on Showmax, Wild Rose. A troubled young woman dreams of becoming a Nashville country star. It's from director Tom Harper and stars Jesse Buckley, Julie Walters, and Sofia Cornedo. Wild Rose is a musical drama in the tradition of Billy Elliot, journeying with a Glaswegian singer who is convinced she's destined for Nashville's vibrant country music scene. The Billy Elliot connection is established through Julie Walters, who plays Rosalind's stoic babysitter and mother. This is a breakthrough BAFTA-winning performance for Buckley, who recently appeared in Charlie Kaufman's surreal and underrated I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Spirited, uninhibited, and living up to the film's title, she's every bit as rambunctious as her namesake character from Toy Story 2. A true underdog tale, it's ultimately a crowd-pleasing drama trading ballet pumps for cowboy boots and classical for country music. Lifted by several strong key performances, there's a kitchen sink realism to the Scottish drama, grappling with unfulfilled dreams and family responsibilities. Buckley's lead performance is compelling, in the moment, and deeply rewarding, watching as the wild woman finds her place in the world. While Wild Rose finds some well-worn grooves in its storytelling, the country music angle is refreshing, the music is stirring, and the performances are impassioned enough to power home with its head held high. Living through the character's story as if it were about acting and Hollywood, Buckley's transcendent performance breathes fire into this heartwarming tale. I give it a solid 7 on the Splingometer. And finally, another film on Showmax, The Road's Not Taken, A Day in the Life of Leo and His Daughter Molly. It's from writer-director Sally Potter and stars Javier Bardem, Elle Fanning, and Salma Hayek. Bardem and Fanning are not a natural pairing, but are two of the hardest-working talents in Hollywood today. Playing a father and daughter in the present day, the film offers flashbacks to a man's days before dementia set in. Bardem was an absolute force in the powerful drama The Sea Inside, which probably prompted his casting in this film. Their performances are the main reason to watch this heartrending drama, which gives them ample opportunity to showcase their ability through some tough dramatic moments. While important and grappling with some hard-hitting truths with a steady hand, it's unfortunate that The Road's Not Taken is such a chore. You can't deny the earnest approach to realize this film, but it's restrained by sluggish pacing and vague storytelling. Functioning like a mystery, flashbacks seem adrift, struggling to build on the characters and cold hard facts of the present. From dreary apartments to beach holidays, there's contrast but not enough substance as much as the actors try to fill the gap. Relying on little dialogue, accurate given the circumstances, there's not all that much chance for the central relationship to bloom. In spite of the cast's quality and the realistic treatment, The roads not taken is too cold, distant, and vapid to fully engage or entertain. I gave it a flat 5 on the Splingometer. So, just to wrap up, Seaspiracy. While Scattershot, this ambitious investigative documentary, is eye-opening, slick, infotaining, and powerful, a solid 7, and then Wild Rose, a spirited lead performance and fresh country spin, compels this entertaining and ultimately stirring musical drama a solid 7, and finally, The Road's Not Taken. Solid performances and earnest intentions rally against the film's dreary, inert, and vague storytelling. A flat 5. For more movie reviews, previous Talking Movies podcasts, and upcoming binging with Spling watch parties, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.